Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, your guess is as good as mine. Kind of a first time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
But before we get there.
Little special announcement. We're partying 20 years here at the Rock in Seattle, KISW, with at the Men's Room World Tour with a brand new stop. Join us Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5, three exciting drinking hours with us at Tracenton Movie House in Bremerton.
Bremerton!
We'll have the Men's Room IPA, the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven, and of course, the beer brats from Uli's. And a good day just hanging out and drinking in the sun.
Yeah, man. And it's all ages.
And there's an arcade for the kids.
Is that for the kids?
What kids?
Yes.
Well, for anybody, okay, just saying, hey, we generally, our events are 21 and over places. This is all ages. And if you're kind of like, ah, do I bring them or not? Like, there's stuff for them to do.
Yeah. Okay, we were wondering about that because my kids always piss them on that they can't go to anything to do because it's 21 and over. So maybe this one. Mm-hmm.
Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. We'll see you guys Saturday, July the 19th from 2 until 5. And more details on that thing coming up. So there you go. It's going to be a, what stop number is that? Is it 6?
Do we start them over at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, we started at the beginning of this year, but I don't.
By the way, all the details.
Should look this up.
All right, KISW.com. All right, see here. I want an email from today, guys. Your question about using the garage as storage or for a car. For my fiance and I, our garage is used for storage for all of his million tools and his hobbies. I can't even have a quarter of it to use as a home gym. Plus, he's very ADHD. So he leaves a trail of chaos where he goes in the garage until it's unwalkable. Then I'll spend days reorganizing everything. Love the show. That from Elizabeth.
I bet you he treats the garage the way you treat the closet. I only get this much of it, et cetera,
or the bathroom sink.
Oh, and come on.
Time for some birthday emails brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
Patolos, today's my daughter Kinley's birthday. Can you wish her a happy 11th birthday? With some dad jokes, a fart, and Coach Ted encouraging her for the upcoming 12U hockey season. Thanks, guys.
Nice. That's
from David from Rochester, New York.
That makes much more sense now.
How old, 11?
11.
11.
Shoot, so hard to find.
11.
Why can't you make an appointment with a librarian? Why can't you make an appointment with a librarian?
I don't know.
She's all booked up. I thought that was appropriate for 11.
Yeah, 11. Good.
More 11-year-old appropriate jokes. Guys, I actually did eat a kid's meal last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her parents got really angry with me. And what did T-Rex say after his workout?
I don't know.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. That's pretty good. All right. 12U hockey. I don't know if I'm going to tell you to start lifting. Yeah, you're only 11. That seems a little egregious. I would say, man, listen, at this age, the most important thing is not going to be the wins and losses. You got to fundamentally understand the sport. Now, sure, you want your team to be good, but whatever position you're learning, learn them all. Be good at it. Don't forget to back check.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm having a massive explosion over here. I got Coach Ted going with Coach Ted. But Charles, thanks for 20 years of laughs. My son AJ is who introduced me to the men's room, and I've been cracking up ever since. Today, he's 25. So, could he get a suck it up cupcake? Coach Ted and the captain giving him advice on how to slay the next 25. Lots of love there from mom, dad, and from Candace.
So, separate? Suck it up cupcake?
I think the coach is first.
All right, I was just going to judge the captain. I'm sure he's got horrible advice.
I am the best.
Real advice, you're 25. So I don't know if you've started yet. Start saving a little money there. Other than that, man, you got to cruise into 30, all right? Late 20s to me are a sweet spot in life, right? You're not in your 30s yet. People don't expect you to be responsible. Hell, you're just a kid. Your 20s, do whatever you want. Well, after that, come back and talk to Coach. Next 5 years, though, should be on cruise control.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Coming to the old Capitan and how to slay for the next 25 years. There are three ingredients you need to slay, as you say. Clean sheets, boxed wine, and cocaine. You're welcome, Crunch Berry.
Fellas, on to my girlfriend Erin, a happy 45th birthday, the sexiest, most beautiful woman I know. Can we get a Pat Sajak, some green beans, and the captain talking about the time he rafted the Deschutes River in Eastern Oregon? I love you, baby. That from Sam.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Me and all the mascots went down the Deschutes River. Quite a good time. We called it a team-building exercise, which is code for having orgies and doing copious amounts of drugs. But we started at the very beginning of the river, and we finally finished at the end of the river known as Lava Lake, which, oddly enough, was the nickname Little Debbie got when she had dysentery. Crunch Berries.
Boo Bitch is 49 years old today. Can I please get the Dirty Germans telling me what's going to happen after the Pixies concert tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Yeah, if you play your cards right, you'll go after one of the songs, and she will take your skin monkey to heaven.
Yeah, I think she's aware there'll be no sleep, because Lord knows she'll be up outside on the sticks.
Is that a real Pixie song?
This monkey goes to heaven.
This monkey.
Yeah, I added skin. See? That means your penis.
And finally for the birthdays, guys, it's my girlfriend's 50th today. Her name is Andrea. Love her to pieces. Please give her turtle sex to Leroy Jenkins, followed by the captain. Then the Dirty Germans telling her how much fun she'll have from her loving boyfriend, Reggie.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, with a name like Reggie, you just know he's dirty. Otherwise, he would go by Reginald. Maybe he's a Reg man, but yeah. I think Reggie's going to get quite nasty down there tonight.
Yeah. See, you know, Reggie, they call him Dirty Reggie around the way.
Yeah.
He used to live on the block. He will do anything with his tongue. Anything.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Why sell yourself short, Reggie? Your name is Reggie White. I'd hope for her birthday you'd let me let your historic namesake and just run unexpectedly out of the room as you're about to poop yourself. Wait 10 minutes with a big old smile on your face, tell her what happened, and then, as Reggie would do, get down in the trenches. Crunch Berries.
Oh, by the way, it's going to contest on the line now for your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Think about
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have a couple extra emails here until we get a contestant online, guys. My own profile this. I have been listening for years, and profile this is well cemented into my brain. Today I was eating some almonds and felt a very hard couple of crunches. I immediately thought of Thrill's voice listing off possible answers. Mouse bones, my first thought. After inspection, I found that I had cracked my molar and was chewing on that.
Mm.
I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. Yeah. Chew responsibly. That from Ryan.
Ow. Ryan, I've
sorry
done
that
it.
Happened to you, man.
I did it with a real tooth, man. And I didn't realize I had like cracked chip part of it. Same thing. And I was crunching. I was like, this is really hard. And then like the next day I wake up, like, God damn, my tooth is killing me.
You know what I like about us as human beings, though? Because I think we've all been there. Like, God, this is so hard. We don't think maybe pull this weird foreign thing out of our mouth right. That we know damn well shouldn't be there. Like, I'm going to crunch through this and swallow it. Then discover, oh, it's my tooth.
Yes.
What would you change about your partner, guy? Sorry for being a bit slow here mentally. Reflecting on the men's room shows from last week. Mine goes back to you guys asking the hard-hitting question of what would you change about your significant other? Took me a few days, few hours of research. I came up with a choice. Body. I wish my significant other had that big, glorious...
Dunk, butt.
No, front flaps. Side. That she got lasered off.
Oh.
All I have are memories of that magnificent pre-lasered lady. Yes. Keep rocking, fellas. Huge fans. You make my daily commute survivable. That from Patty.
Loft his wife's goatee.
Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah, that's a real...
Her front tee.
That's turf builder with moss control.
That's a real bummer.
That's a crazy one. I feel like nobody's really letting it all go anymore, but this guy, he was all about
it.
He's
sad.
She lasered it.
You can laser that off?
You can laser anything off, dude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of trouble to go through, but...
Hit me, Doc.
Right. Good. I go in once a week to get one hair removed. From where? You can't tell.
Yeah, think about that. Spend all that money and no one knows except him.
So if you laser it off, it doesn't come back?
Here's the issue. You got to go multiple times. I got my back lasered once, and it was extremely painful. And I never went back and did it again. So it all grew back.
How many? So like two or three treatments?
He's got a chance then.
No. She probably did it the correct way and did all the treatments in a row. Yeah. Mine's like a clear cut that they planted. Like, as soon as I was done, there was little trees growing.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play, although our contestant just dropped off the line. Guess what? We don't have time for that. So you guys will be playing. Your guess is as good as mine. Lucky you.
We got time for that.
Best and worst car brands or America's hot sauce? What do you want to do?
Let's do hot sauce only because I saw the car brands earlier.
Okay.
So
and I can't guarantee I'll remember.
Most popular hot sauces?
Yeah, these are the 10 most popular hot sauces across the United States of America.
I don't know why I said that.
I was going to say, you have a stroke or
what? Hot sauces. Yeah.
Most popular.
Right? It depends on where you live, on what you choose to enjoy.
Everyone likes these.
It really does. So,
we're going to talk about them sauces now.
I'll get into those specific areas as we go on. But you guys know the game. These are the top 10 hot sauce and chili sauce brands in the United States.
All right.
Do we have a guess? Just get this thing going.
Frank's.
Number one.
Yep.
Tabasco, number six.
Wow.
Sriracha, number two. That is Hufang Foods, right?
Let me check.
Sure.
Hufang Foods?
Hufang Food? Crystals.
Yes, you're right.
It is. Crystals.
Oh, Crystal. Yeah. Crystal hot sauce.
Believe it or not, not on the list.
No way.
Really?
Man.
Dumb sons of bitches.
I grew up on that. Texas Pete.
Texas Pete is seven.
Attaboy, TP. has anybody heard of Louisiana hot sauce?
Yes.
Louisiana brand number eight.
That's
Ooh, what about...
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure something real quick here on the crystals.
Did we already say Tabasco?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, you said Louisiana brand.
And then Tabasco was six.
Okay, so we did get Tabasco.
What was Louisiana? Eight?
Louisiana was eight, yes.
Yep.
Oh, shoot, we're missing a big old chunk right in the middle there. We got Frank's, we got Sriracha.
What about Chihuly? Or Cholula?
Cholula, yeah, there you go.
Chihuly's an
Cholula.
Right.
Makes it great.
Cholula is number three. So far, you've got Frank's. You've got Sriracha. You've got Cholula. You've got Tabasco. Texas Pete. Louisiana brand. You've got six out of the 10 with one strike against you.
What's that other one that I'm missing? It's got a wooden cap on it and white label.
I know what you're talking.
That's Cholula.
Cholula has the wooden cap.
Yeah.
There's also a very popular brand that I like that I know is Mexican. It's just Victoria.
Victoria. Ah, you're close.
Maybe am I not? Is it Valencia?
Valentina. Valentina. Number 10. I figured it out. Okay, there's one. Believe it or not, when it comes to hot sauce, there's one fast food establishment that's got a hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Arby's horsey sauce?
No.
A hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell hot sauce is number five on the list. Horsey sauce. Well, I guess that is technically hot. You know, I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's horseradish, so that isn't...
There's two left.
What is it? Tapatio.
Tapatio number nine.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Thank you, Texters.
There's one more. I don't know if I know this one or not. I gotta look at the label.
Ooh.
This is the one I meant to look at earlier, and I forgot because I'm an idiot.
We ran right
up on
this
hot sauce.
It's a popular hot sauce.
Popular
people like.
Hot sauce.
I do like that Valentino.
Oh. You know, I guess I've seen this.
You see it in diners from time to time?
It's called Berman's.
Berman's hot sauce.
Oh, you know what, dude? That's one of those grocery stores. I think you get it at like Wegmans or something, but it's like, I think it's specific to a special store.
Okay. It's number 4 on the list, so it does very good. Here are your top 10 hot sauces in the U.S. Valentina, number 10.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with Valentina.
Dude, it's that bottle. Any Mexican fruit stand.
They have it over here.
They always have it. It's just standard red bottle. The label looks like it has one of the Mexican states on it.
Okay. That giant-ass bottle next door upstairs.
I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. It's very mild. Like, I love that.
It's really good
stuff.
It's not good on chicken wings, but it's good on Mexican food. I've tried it with chicken wings. It's just, I don't know, something's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Louisiana brand.
Yeah.
Texas Peach 7, Tabasco 6, Taco Bell 5, Berman's 4, Cholula 3, Hufong Foods number 2, and Frank's Red Hot.
Hufong Poo.
Hufong Foods. And Frank's Red Hot number 1.
I know you got to search for it, but do yourselves a favor. Go online. Get some of that Old Bay hot sauce.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's stuff. No,
I mean, Mike and his wife came over once for breakfast, and I had it, and they were like, holy cow.
I will say this. Good. Even if you're not prone to heartburn, that'll give it to you.
It's worth it.
Count up at 508. We'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll take a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Officials are warning about Asian needle ants that have spread to New England.
Cool.
Yeah.
New England, we're good.
Oh, yeah, we're fine. They're going to come out this way. It's too cold.
What you doing with that needle ant?
Yeah. Where is it?
Oh, well,
basically, I'll be over there in a couple weeks. Want me to bring some back?
Why not,
you have a thing to declare? Asian needle ants, yes.
Here you go.
They're crawling all over my body.
Basically, it can cause anaphylaxis in, like, I think it's in 2% of the population, and then the rest, it's going to be a bad bee sting that, like, it comes in waves over several hours.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, shouldn't be fatal. However, it does cause anaphylaxis.
So, how did they think they got here?
I mean, I ain't working on it.
I mean, outside of, like, Boston, it's not like New England is this big, bustling trade place.
Right. And it's not like it would just sit quietly on a plane between, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Frequent nightmares have been linked to faster aging and premature death. What do you know when you're stressed out, things go a little quicker?
Because your body thinks it's real.
Right.
So when you're on a cliff, your heart is beating when you're sleeping.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, like, that's what you're dreaming.
Right.
Yes.
You're afraid.
If you're being chased through the woods with a dude with a knife.
Exactly.
Yes.
And even when you know it's a dream, it's like, well, I'm still kind of panicky because I'm still stuck in this dream.
Yeah. God, I had that last night. I had somebody chasing me. It was Ghostface from Scream.
Jesus.
Also, yeah. I'm Steve in the elevator. Here's a weird one for me. My kids are always 4 or 5.
Okay.
When I dream.
Oh, really?
So they're not the adults they are.
No.
They're always my kids.
That's how you always see your kids in your subconscious mind.
And I can't figure it out. It's weird.
It's your favorite age, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably it.
Stupid, but whatever.
Vermont's loon population has reached an all-time high, though fewer chicks are surviving.
Till the ants get them.
Yeah, that's right. Look out.
You got all these loons, and I got these Asian needle ants.
Damn Vermont loons. I didn't know that we had Vermont loons.
I did not either. I like when they bring it up. Like, hey, man, loon population's coming back. Because the next question is, we had a loon population?
Right, where did it go?
Oh.
And again, it's at an all-time high, but the chicks aren't surviving.
Like Champlain.
So,
who is?
So it's temporary.
Yeah.
Why bring it up? Say, man, there are more human beings on this planet than ever before. All the babies are dying.
That's right. Well, next year.
Is that good news?
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, the babies
loons
are dying.
Been out of control.
Look out.
Horny-ass loons.
University of Pennsylvania engineers have turned a toxic ancient tomb fungus into a potent cancer-fighting compound.
Well, they did something good out of it.
Tomb fungus.
Okay.
That is a death metal band.
Ancient tomb fungus?
Ancient tomb fungus.
I've seen too many doggone movies where you don't screw with anything as far as ancient tombs go.
And fungus. I mean, you add one other word that makes it even worse.
You're not wrong.
Right?
Maybe we should just leave some of that stuff alone.
There's certain powers that be that I might not believe in to the fullest extent. However, I'm not going to play with it. Yeah. I'm not going to test that there.
Well, for me, it's not like I'm worried about a curse. That stuff doesn't bug me. But once you say, well, that's a fungus, like, then leave it alone.
Right.
You're telling it's been in this place for however many years. Leave it. It's fine.
Right. An ancient fungus. Right. Hasn't seen us in a long, long time.
And what do you know? It comes out and beats cancer.
Wouldn't that
have been the Jurassic Park trick? Guys.
I'm a good fungus. I'm a fun guy.
All right. We bring back the dinosaurs. Turns out they're all surgeons.
Oh.
Right, I mean, basically, that's what I'm hearing here. It's like, all right, we resurrected this thing. And as it turns out, they're like, you know, we can cure that cancer for you. Yes, I'm a T-Rex, but relax.
We actually figured out a way to grow actually organic limbs that we can sew back onto your body.
It's all good.
I just want to be the first to eat dire wolf.
Hell yeah.
You want dire
to be
wolf.
The first to eat the dire wolf.
Well, I mean, eventually, right?
It'll dire wolf steaks.
It'll grow in population.
Hey, dude, we're going to cook up that dire wolf now.
Yeah, right? Like, why don't we start bringing back meat we want to eat?
Want to wear the pelt, too?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Now, this is after they've repopulated it. Not now. This is only a couple.
You get in trouble if you have no idea what it is, right?
Yeah.
So, look, man, I was hunting. I've never seen a dire wolf. I just saw this big-ass ugly dog. He started charging me. I shot him.
Ted, is that real dire wolf?
Right.
Those dire wolf boots.
Honey, look what I got you. It's a dire wolf fur.
It's dire wolf,
baby. It's a bay wolf.
Yeah.
So, like, only the best for you.
A French woman from the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe has been identified as the only known carrier of a new blood type. A new blood type.
A new blood type.
They're labeling Guanda negative.
Come on.
Damn.
Guanda negative. You're
Guanda or Wanda?
Guanda.
Guanda. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda negative.
They couldn't think of anything other than
Guanda.
Guanda
negative.
How do they think that she ended up with a new blood type?
I don't know. That tells me that there's a lot more to blood than I anticipated.
The entire medical world is probably stunned. Like, exactly. Wait a minute, because your parents are what your parents are. Genetics, right? Just gets passed down. And you're like, well, you look like your mom, you laugh like your dad, but your blood is entirely new to human beings.
Right.
Cool. So, all right, my question is, say she has a medical emergency or she needs an organ transplant. Not that I expect you to know, but like, look. O negative, whatever it is.
AB.
Whatever is universal, does it work negative. With, what is it, Guanda?
Guanda negative.
Guanda negative?
That was my first concern, was like, okay, something goes belly up with this gal.
Or is she a universal donor?
Right.
Like, look, doesn't matter what blood type
you are. Does she have the ability to take or give the blood that she has?
And would that mess with the vampire?
Ooh.
Right? Vampires know what we know. These are the blood types they know. Maybe they can tell by taste. They bite her neck. Next thing you know, he's got like HIV or something.
You assume it's like different liquors, you know, like
different spirits.
Like an A, whether positive or negative, is going to be a whiskey or a vodka, and then a B,
maybe a rye,
gin or a rye. Yeah,
absolutely. I think if I'm a vampire, sure.
And then Guanda is kind of like the absinthe of the blood world.
I don't do it much, but ooh.
It's hard to find, man. But doggone it, once you go. Killer whales off the coast have been observed by scientists using tools to scratch each other's backs.
Yeah, baby. Keep watching; it gets weirder.
Come here now. There's a new MIT study that says ChatGPT can rot your brain.
What, for you paying too much attention? What?
So basically, they did a study where they had them write an essay or something like that, and they had one group use ChatGPT. They had one that was referencing online as well, and there was one that was just basically going from memory of what they had read or something like that. And they found, and it makes full sense, is that when you use ChatGPT, when you go in there and say, write me an essay about this, your brain activity is more about how do I get ChatGPT to put out what I want it to. You don't retain the information. And that's basically what they found out, is that after you gave the presentation, the people that use ChatGPT couldn't quite recall what it was that they had put in that essay.
So if you had follow-up questions, they're like, I don't know.
Exactly. So that's where it's quote-unquote rotting your brain, is it's causing your brain to be lazy because you just don't need to remember things near as bad.
I will point that you bring that up. Also today, a headline regarding ChatGPT. It lost a chess game to the 1979 Atari version of chess.
Mm. Oh, dang.
Take that as you will.
Atari beat ChatGPT.
Atari. Yeah, in chess. Just thinking. I just don't think it's ChatGPT. It doesn't think, it just presents.
Correct.
And Atari, I guess, however they strategize it, like, if you're not thinking, it's going to beat you.
That's
so that
wild.
Was today. It lost to freaking Atari.
So that means it makes moves that just don't make any sense, but actually just worked. Because I got to assume that its AI is saying, what is the most, if you calculate it, what is the best move to make in this point, and we'll make that move.
Maybe that's why Atari beat it, because Atari doesn't think that.
Right.
Here you go.
Base, man.
New research says women that get pregnant after the age of 45 risk elevated health risks to themselves and the offspring.
Yes, it's called a geriatric pregnancy.
No kidding. Yeah. They've been talking about
They've got a term for it.
Again, guys, is this a new study? This new study confirms the old study.
Can we vote for where the money goes for the studies?
Right.
I have no idea. I mean,
can we just vote?
A Christmas party.
It's like, it's got to be a grant, right?
Yeah.
So it's our tax dollars.
Right. So I would say, we've already covered this.
Yes, exactly. Let's do something else.
You think the studies are just like, hey, can you check and see if this is still up to, on the up and up?
I think they know that one. When all the doctors go, Jesus, man, hey, think about this.
Hey. A new study found that diehard sports fans process the game differently at a neurological level.
Sure.
Because they know the game.
Right. That's what they were saying, is that, you know, the casual fan that doesn't quite, they're not quite a diehard, they will still watch the game. However, in the lulls, as it were, the diehard sports fan was even more intense. They're breaking down strategically what's coming up next.
That's absolutely it, man.
Right.
I mean, I think at this point, everyone in this room, when you watch a game, especially a football game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, there's just so many things, right? I mean, just like the, like, why do we throw it on first down?
Exactly. Like,
right? Just I'm little quieter during any given play than I am the 35 seconds between it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Because at that point, you know, they're strategizing, they're in a huddle, and what's the first thing you look at? Their lineup.
Correct.
Like, oh, Jesus, man, tell me you're not. Okay, thank God they put that guy in motion.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a new article on the psychology behind why we hold ourselves to certain personal etiquette standards, yet relinquish others from that responsibility. And the example that they use...
Because they're not your responsibility?
Yeah, pretty much. The example that they used is people that you know, you go as a group out to dinner or lunch or whatever it is, and then you don't all get your food at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's etiquette to wait until everybody has their food. But
you would tell everyone,
everybody does the same thing. Right. But we don't expect anybody, you know... Nobody's going to hold us to that standard. We have to hold ourselves to that standard, but...
You're waiting for the go-ahead, though.
Exactly.
Like, you want to eat. Your friends know you want to eat. So eventually they say, go ahead and eat. And you go, cool. But waiting for you to say that.
Right. So is it time to pull that rule all together?
If you get, like, a Chicago pizza or something, it's going to be 45 minutes. Just depends on the food item.
Yeah.
Did you order a whole roasted chicken? I'm eating.
But is it time to get rid of that rule?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 personal etiquette tips that might be considered outdated or in need of a revision. You know how you're supposed to stand up when someone is making formal introductions? Well, it is a formality, and while I consider myself to be decently mannered, let's just say there's been a time here or there where a person of the very fine female persuasion makes it a might bit difficult to stand up because, well, hello there, little fella. I see you want to shake her hand as well. At ease, Walter.
Walter.
Thank you, VD. So these are 10 personal etiquette rules that need to go or are outdated, and they do put at number 10 is waiting until everybody is served before eating. It says this rule can be impractical in casual settings or with large groups. It's generally acceptable to start eating once your food arrives, especially if others are already eating.
Yeah.
And usually it's not very far away.
And I don't personally care.
Right.
Like, eat, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially with kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that rule does not apply.
Dive on in.
You eat whatever you need to, man.
The other thing, it's not a rule, but I've noticed it comes up as a rule. Let's say you go out with a group of five people. Whoever the one buddy is that's like, I am starving, I'm eating all day. His food's going to take the longest.
It is.
Oh, guaranteed. Because they want this big, long, intricate meal. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And also, the food's hot when it's set down on the plate.
That's part of it. Order the hot meal, I'd like to eat it.
Right. Just go for it, man. Keeping your hands neatly folded in your lap. This rule is often associated with formal settings and can feel unnatural. It's more important to be engaged and expressive in conversation rather than worrying about hand placement.
Just don't knock glasses over with your talking hands.
Why would you put your hands in your lap?
God, I used to watch my ex-wife, man. She was like her hands were flying, and they were just barely grazing wine glasses or champagne flutes or whatever the deal is. I'm just looking like, it's coming my way. Which way do I dodge this thing? Because it's going to spill my way, right? So which way do I go? I would think that way. I'm not even listening now.
You're just looking like a goalie.
Seriously, like, where am I going to defend this shot from?
Avoiding certain topics of conversation. Say, while it's wise to be mindful of other sensitivities, avoiding controversial topics entirely can stifle genuine conversations and intellectual exploration. I would put the asterisk on there of, does that conversation need to be brought up here?
Well, how are you going to handle it? That's all. You can have a healthy debate. It doesn't mean everyone has to descend into the social media stupid.
Right.
You know, I feel like face-to-face, generally, I have better conversations with people I disagree with because you can both make a point.
Right. You know, we're out at lunch. There's other people that are just trying to enjoy themselves.
True,
we don't have
true.
To have this conversation here. I would love to get a nightcap over at your place and then we can talk this over. We can debate this out and hash it out and do that.
Sure.
But I don't know how they think. I don't know how they think. And you're making some very, very... Mm-hmm. Hard statements at
like
this
I said,
point.
I, yeah. Like it, but in the end, and the one thing that gets everyone, I'm like, what position are you in to do something about it? If the answer is no, then why are you talking to me?
Correct.
Why are you bringing this up? I hate this person. I don't like. All right, well, then do something about it. And if you can't, shut the F up.
Right.
Because now you're venting. What are you, bitch? Shut up, man. Mm-hmm. Go vote, mother effer.
10 personal etiquette rules that need to go. Dress codes that are too strict.
Agreed.
Say dress code should be more about appropriate attire for the occasion than rigid adherence to outdated styles. People should feel comfortable and confident in what they wear as long as it aligns with the set.
One of my favorite initial things about moving here was getting out of suit land.
Yeah.
Really?
We were in a suit zone, man.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it was the suit era.
Everything.
It's bankers, it's financial dudes, it's lawyers, it's suits everywhere.
That's expensive.
And it is expensive.
The only jacket required was canvas.
Oh,
and I
God.
Thought, man, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to canvas, but yeah.
We're doing fine.
Yeah, I think, right, Seattle's always had pretty lax kind of dressing and stuff.
Yeah.
But also sometimes, too, like on the East Coast, like I remember, like everybody's got slacks and this and that. It's like, yeah, but like, they're not nice.
Right,
it's slacks.
Just,
no,
you're
what's
right.
the difference if I wear jeans with this button up? But
right, you literally bought dress code, but you spent $7 at Safeway on a pair of khakis.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's got this $400 pair of jeans, but he's the guy.
Yeah.
And it's also tough, too. It's like nowadays you could wear a suit basically with a pair of Jordans, which are tennis shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you wore them with just like your ratty New Balances, people are like, what the
what
hell?
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Same with like, there's some sweats you can get away with wearing almost anywhere. There's,
yep.
You have like brown Hanes that are just have the standard ring on the bottom. Like, you can't wear that out in public. That's for working out.
Always apologizing. While apologies are important, constantly apologizing for minor things can be draining and insincere. Focus on addressing the root cause of any issues rather than relying on a blanket apology. I can sometimes get locked up into that one. If I inconvenience anybody to the slightest degree, I will make some sort of an apology.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm just acknowledging. But I recognize, like you said, I presented you with an inconvenience. My bad.
Right.
Plus, I'm long drawn. You're not going to get an email about it, but yeah, sorry, man.
No, but I hear what Mike's saying. I'm guilty of it, too. I try to really watch it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to apologize. You know what I mean? But it just, it's like, oh, my bad. It's like, it's not a big deal, dude.
Right. Yeah. My wife will hit me on that all the time. Why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
They're not offended at what you did.
Yeah.
That's because they don't know the full story.
I did it on purpose, man.
Oh, I'm apologizing in advance.
10 personal etiquette rules that need to go. Never ordering the most expensive item. It says this rule is outdated. If you're at a restaurant with somebody who's paying, it's generally acceptable to order what you want within reason. The host will likely offer to pay for your meal regardless.
Well, that's what they offered.
Right.
And I mean, look, if that's the meal you want, then order that meal. I wouldn't order it just because it's expensive, but you go like, correct. That's what I want
I
to
want
eat.
The king crab legs for a change.
Yeah.
There you go. Once a year.
Right.
Just once a year. It's not like I eat them every week.
Right. And I also understand if somebody else is paying, don't shoot for the moon.
Oh, no.
You know, and so...
No, they'll make up for that with booze.
Myself, personally, I probably would still just... If it looks that expensive, I'm still going
would you
on that
would
one.
You get the thing that's second most expensive?
Like,
ooh, that's a $78 thing. This is $75.
Well, but who doesn't? Do your parents still pay for the meal when you guys go out?
No.
What do you mean? Pay for my meal?
Yes. No. That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. Who's paying? Who the hell's paying for your meal?
Right.
I want to meet these people.
We're out on the company dime?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. I'll get the cheapest stuff on the menu if you're paying for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Offering a roll before taking one. This practice can be unnecessary and disrupt the flow of a meal. It's perfectly acceptable to take a roll if it's within reach and offer it to someone nearby if they appear interested. Yet again, I fall into this one all the time that I don't ever want to be first to the trough. I look greedy. I'm a fat dude that's walking up to a doggone food station.
I don't mind anymore. It used to bug me, but then it occurred to me, like somebody's got, it's like the first kid that stands up when the bell rings in school.
Sure.
It's like, look, once I finally decided the bell rang, I'm done. What's great, like, I would stand up. I did not care the teacher. It did not matter the class. That's my time. The buzzer rang. But then, all of a sudden, all the other kids would get up. And I realized, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being the tip of the spear if you're not being a douche about it.
Sure.
Especially if it's, like, a big function. Like, everybody's waiting for the food.
Well, yeah, like, somebody's got to start eating. Like,
if somebody says the food's ready, I will always say, you know, do whatever. Man, I'm hungry. I'm jumping in. Mm-hmm.
Pro tip. If you've ever noticed, in a meeting at work for 20 years,
yeah.
I'm the first person to stand up, close my... It's over.
Right.
And then as soon as I do that, everyone seems to fall in line
That's
for
what
whatever
I mean.
Reason, and we just walk out.
Right.
It's like, this is taking too long. It's time to wrap this up. Seriously.
The roles thing is different. I was at a charity event. And there was rolls on our table, but, like, you auction out. Like, those meals aren't the biggest meals. So I'm like, somebody, I want a roll.
Right, help me out.
And then, like, after dinner, I realized people on the side of the table had no access. And somebody's like, can we get a roll? And I was like, hey, you want some butter, too?
My bad.
So I just assumed there was another set of rolls on the side of this.
I'm three deep over here.
Yeah. It's like, I'll get kind of full.
Try the brown one.
Oh, they're out.
I've had three.
They say never licking your knife. This rule is rooted in hygiene, but in modern settings, many people use knives for various purposes, and a quick lick to clean it is not necessarily offensive.
I don't care.
Right? Don't be stupid.
Yeah. I mean, don't lick the blade, but
don't lick the plate.
Right. Come on now. What are we doing?
Do that at home.
Always RSVP immediately. While prompt RSVP is appreciated, sometimes people need time to confirm their availability.
Yes.
A polite reminder closer to the event date is often sufficient.
So what happens when here at work, and I'm sure there's a lot of companies that do the same thing, there is a mandatory meeting,
sure.
But they send what they call an invitation.
Yes.
And you can click yes, no, or maybe. And a couple, it's like men's room specific. Like, yeah. we know we're having this meeting, but I'll hit like, no. And then I'll get a quick response. What I'd say from I'm like, obviously I'm kidding. But you keep sending an invitation. If it's an invite, I'm politely declining.
How can we not going to be there?
Right. Yeah. Just say, you have a meeting. Be there. But if you're going to make it an invite, like, yeah, I'm not feeling that. Sorry, man.
I'm not
you gave me options.
Right. Is that an option?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
So I'm telling you, just hit no. They do respond very quickly.
What's wrong with you?
I go back and forth. Let me ask you, Mike, on the Facebook one.
Okay.
Because on Facebook, you could say, like, yes, no, or interested.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm not going, I will almost always reply, no, this is why I'm not going. And somebody told me, like, I hate seeing all the no's. I don't know why people, it's like, well.
Because
you're letting them know they need a number.
Right. Do you want me to only respond with yes?
That I agree with you on this one. No, that getting a definitive answer, even if it is no, is better than just
yes.
Leaving you in the fog of like, well, Ted hasn't committed to going yet, so I'm just assuming he's not going. Like,
and especially if the numbers game is important to what the event is.
Right.
Am I buying food for people? Or are we carpooling?
Exactly. Like Nate Bargazzi talking about buying pizza.
Correct.
You just need to know the number.
Right.
How many do I buy? That's it. How many 12 packs do I buy?
You don't want to call another adult male like he says and be like, hey, how many slices you eat tonight?
And then this is the final personal etiquette rule that needs to go that I will leave you all with. Plain and simple. Holding the door for everyone. While being polite, this can be impractical and even awkward in crowded situations or with a large group. It's often better to let people choose to open the door for themselves or to offer to help if it's genuinely needed. I had one situation where I saw a dude. There was a big old crowd that went through, and there's a dude at the front of it that's holding the door, and I can see the look on his face. I went, got stuck holding the door, didn't you? He's like, yeah. I was like, hang on. And I just started the chain of, like, everybody kind of daisy-chains this thing open. Now you're responsible for holding it open yourself.
For me, it's very simple. I find you attractive, I'm holding the door.
Yes.
And that's it. We've had women who work in this building that would say, like, you and your friend, you are so nice. I'm like, you think so.
Right.
That woman doesn't. It just depends on how close they are. I try to judge quickly. If this door closes, what my fear is I don't hold the door and they get to it before it closes completely.
Yes.
If it closes completely, I feel like I'm validated.
Right.
If not, I'm a D.
Now, wait, do you play the reflection game? All right. So there's a lot of glass doors. Now, I see that someone is behind me. There's a certain distance. If they're hot, I wait. If they're not, I just pretend I never saw them.
Right.
That's simple.
A mystery surrounding a hit-and-run in San Francisco has been solved, but you won't believe who done it there, Miles.
Who did it?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today we toast St. Louis Cardinals announcer Chip Casey. Now, this past Saturday, as the Cardinals face the Cincinnati Reds, Chip was reading a promo for the team's upcoming Disability Pride Night.
So they had special shots they're going to put out there and all that kind of, or I'm sorry, special hats they're going to give out and all this kind of thing. But as he's explaining this upcoming event, he badly stumbled over part of his narration, and I'll let you take a listen, see if you can figure out what he might have said.
Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July 10th, and with the theme ticket, fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
And then you notice this. And in the broadcast world, that silence when you really F up like that.
30 seconds.
One of two things is going on. Your producer screaming at you, or the two announcers are laughing their asses off and said, kill the mics so that no one can hear it. So once again, it was for the Disability Pride Night. And he wanted to point out one of the things you get is a flag. And he said an F word, and it rhymes with flag. There was just no L. And he corrected himself real quick and a lot of silence. Good luck, buddy. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.